itself. It's things that I take in and I turn it over and over in my mind, and it stays with me for an extended period of time. Not all meditation is in the good category. I can remember where there are people that killed somebody and their charge was premeditated murder. In other words, you had time where you thought about this, and it wasn't just all of a sudden you were in a rage and killed somebody, but it was premeditated. And I was thinking of this, you know, we used to hear, and maybe it still happens some, but workplace shootings. And it was amazing to me. You would think, okay, maybe when a person gets fired tomorrow, that they will be upset for a little bit, but then they go on and get them another job and just move on with life. But we would hear about times where a year later, a year has passed by now, and all of a sudden they show back up at their workplace, still in a rage about what happened a year ago, and kill some employees. And I look at that. How'd that happen? You know what? Our mind is not only just presented with a thought, and we think about it a little bit and put it aside. It's also, the devil has a plan for us to meditate on some things that are not healthy for us. And I want us to push aside sinful thoughts, because we're everyone with a desire to go to heaven. We're going to turn away from those things. But just thoughts that can trouble our mind about things that are going on. So I thought of this. We could be have trouble of meditating on what someone has done on us. Meditating is an extended period of time given to a subject. And I thought this morning about Joseph. You know, Joseph had lots of time for meditation. Part of them was he had several years just sitting in prison because of something that he did not do. And he would have had time to meditate on those things. We don't see chapters that tell us what he thought through the days that happened. We do see where he asked the ones where he gave the dream, and the one was going back to the king, and he asked him, when you go back to Pharaoh, would you remember me? So you know what? He had some thoughts. I imagine Joseph had some thoughts for some days after that. Maybe when they come to the door to give me something to eat, maybe that's the king sending somebody to release me from prison. But I believe it was 2 years went by after that before he was called. You know, that's a lot of time to have meditation about I may be about to be free, and then time passes by and now I'm thinking about this guy that has forgotten me and I'm upset. Meditation. Where do we go if I want to find a guide for meditation? I thought of this verse. I'd like for us to start there in Psalms 19. And at the very last verse of 19, this is a prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, I want it to be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So those meditations that I have extended period of time that I'm thinking about something, I want those to be acceptable. And so what I want to do is ask the Lord, Lord, check me. As we heard in the Sunday school lesson this morning, Lord, I'd like to spend some time quiet with you, and you tell me if there's something that you would like to share with me. So maybe at that time he can tell me, you know, the things that you're thinking about, they're just troubling you. You can hand those to me. What does the verse say? Casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Now, Cheryl had a little plaque on her wall. Said, give it to God and go to sleep. And I found out that's a pretty little saying, but it's a job to be able to do it sometime. We can just lay there in bed. So Sister Wright is not something strange off by herself that she couldn't sleep, things going through her mind. It's something that happens to every one of us. But I'm wondering, Lord, can we be able to say, Lord, I want my meditations to be acceptable in your sight. So the things that come to me to trouble me, it could be the world conditions. It could be so many different things. Things that come to trouble me, if I can hand those over to the Lord, because I want to be able to have this. In Isaiah 26 and 3 is a secret for us. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So if that is a promise in the Bible, it will happen if my mind can be stayed on him. Then my job is to keep bringing my mind back to spiritual things. I want to be able to have peace. I want my mind to be stayed on the Lord. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. And then I want to be able to have this peace. So look over in Philippians 4 and 7. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You know how peace comes about? Because of what our mind is thinking on. And we're not able to always say, okay, I tell you what, I am a strong person. I can just say, I want peace, so I'm not going to think about that. There's some things where we're going to have to take it to the Lord and say, Lord, this thing is troubling my mind. It's been going over my head. It could be somebody did me wrong a long time ago. You know what Joseph could have spent it? My understanding was he lost his freedom for 13 years. In that time, he had a lot of time for meditation, to let his mind be thinking about something. But I love it when I get to look at the end of those 13 years when he met up with his brothers. He got to let us know what his meditations had been in those times. He said, it wasn't you that brought me here. It was God that allowed all this to happen that brought me to this place. You know, that's going to be some good meditations for us when the end of it all brings us to those kind of places. So this one is telling us, there's a peace of God that passes all understanding. I can still have troubles in my life, but I think a big secret is, where's my mind in these times of trouble? Can I bring those things back to thinking on the Lord? Because then that very next verse, finally, brethren, here's the list. Things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, lovely, good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, and I look at these last few words, think on these things. Have us a category and know, you know what, there's things that are good for me to be able to keep peace. There's things that's going to destroy my peace if I let it. And then there's the verse over in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, because I'm going to have to be able to sort out some things that come into my mind. You know, we cannot stop thoughts that come to us. But what we want to be able to do is process the ones that I'm going to keep and I'm going to meditate on. 10 and 4 of 2 Corinthians. Weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And this that we're talking about today is what's happening up in my mind, in my head, the thoughts that I'm thinking. Because look at this next verse. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So I kind of look at this verse of, if I want to be able to have this peace that passes understanding, as thoughts are presented to me, with the Lord's help, I take those that I can keep and will be good for me to meditate on. What is it? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. You know what? There's just discouraging thoughts that are not acceptable to the Lord. I'm not talking about sin, but what he would like for us to transfer that thought to what, how he can help me through this difficult time. So I want to be able to have that. And this morning, Brother Wright mentioned this, but I want us to go back to it again. If you were Joshua, Moses is gone now. You're the one to lead the people and you're about to cross over into the Canaan land. You know what? He could have a whole lot of things that he's meditating on. He's more than just a little thing. Okay, we're going to have a battle. Oh, well, no problem. Lord, help me on that. Think about something else. No, the things that just churn in his mind. What am I going to do with this? But let's look over here in 1 and 7 of Joshua. This is the Lord talking to him. Only be thou strong and very courageous. And if we would think about this in our own life, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So the first secret that I need to have is I need to be taking in the word of the Lord. And don't turn to the right hand, don't turn to the left. 8th verse, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And look at the secret that comes from it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And I think that secret is the same thing for us today. You know, Joshua could have spent his time saying, the very city that we, first city that we're going to come to is going to be Jericho. And I'm thinking about, I'm troubled by what, how we're going to take it. The walls are so thick. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do it. Well, this one is telling us, tell you what, you just observe the things that you know to do. What is it? Observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And then he just puts it in the Lord's hands. You know, there's a verse over in Psalms 119 and 11. Thy word, O Lord, I've hid it in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. But I would like to think of that verse also, not just I'm trying to find verses that keep me from sinning. No, I want to find verses that will help me to meditate in the right direction, that helps me when troubling times comes to me. So I want us to think about something for a little bit. Is a meditation, is it a duty? Is something God tells, look, you need to start meditating on me? Or is the desire that I have, I want to be able to have it as a desire. In this kind of time where so many thoughts can go through my head, I want meditation on the Lord to be something that I desire. And look over in Psalms in 42. Psalm 42 and 1. This is talking about desire. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? You know, this is a desire. I kind of like to think of these two verses as, okay, I get up tomorrow morning and I'm going to have to go to work. I'm going to have to go do some duties. But I've enjoyed my time with the Lord, and Lord, I'm looking forward to spending time with you again. And you know, we don't have to just say, okay, it has to be 8:30 in the evening. But you know, I can meditate on the Lord throughout the day with the job that I have. I want my meditations to be those that are a help to me and those that are acceptable to God. There is in Psalms 119 is a whole lot about loving the law of God. In the 97th verse, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Does that mean this man didn't have a job? He didn't have anything. He didn't even have to go out and work in his field. He didn't have any obligations so he could think about the Lord. No, I think we can go through our day, and as we program our mind of what we're going to be thinking about, I can do the same thing. This is my meditation throughout the day. My mind can go back to the Lord. And what is that? Psalms 1 and 1. Blessed is the man walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We've got to have some things in our life that we're putting aside. This is not going to be helpful to me. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful, but he does do something. His delight. This is not just a duty. I tell you what, I need to read a little bit of the Word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law, he meditates. He just thinks about it day and night. And it's a benefit to him. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We had a song that said, thy eternal law is my delight, strength and daily manna to my soul. 'Tis my meditation all the day and the night. You know what? We're going to have to practice with it. We're going to have to work with it. We're going to have to turn off some things. I know that for myself, last few weeks especially, maybe I'd want to check the news. What's happening overseas today? And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I want to tell you, when you come back from, you turn off your news and you come back from that, what becomes a meditation? Do I spend a whole lot of, and I don't think we want to preach that you should never listen to the news. I think it's okay to know what's going on. But we have got to have a switch that I can turn it off now. I know what's happening. And if it does anything to me, instead of worrying about it, I say, thank you, Lord, for helping me to see where we are today as a world. I'm going to spend my time, my meditation time with you, my prayers with you. What does it say? Pray for those that are in authority so we would be able to lead a quiet and a peaceful life. There's something we can do when we hear the news, when we read the news and we see the bad things that are happening. I want to tell you, if I'm not real careful, it becomes my meditation. And I'm thinking about throughout the day, I'm churning over what I just read and what is liable to happen and all these kind of things. I saw this little clip in the news, and I don't know why anybody would put it in the news. It says, we have shot up almost all of our bullets. Now, why would you want to let the enemy know that you're running out of bullets? No, that's just something else in the news for you to think about. You know, I could go through the rest of the day saying, oh, no, America's almost shot up all their bullets. We're liable to be in big trouble. You know, people back years ago lost their peace when Russia said, we're going to take America and we will not have to fire a shot. What does that mean? We're not going to have a war. We're going to take it over from within. And I know of someone that had a family of small children, and her mind, her meditations became that. She almost had a nervous breakdown from just the thoughts going. You know, they were concerning thoughts for her. But then what happened? Russia, as the Soviet Union, fell apart after that, separated to where the strength was gone. And I think about us for today. Here we are with all the political things, all the things that's happening in the world. They can become meditations if I'm not careful. Yeah. Or I can say, okay, I have the knowledge. Now, Lord, let me take it to you. You can take care of it. I want to look at another verse over in 1 Timothy. Paul was giving him some instruction. Timothy was a young minister, and Paul's giving him instruction in 4:13. Till I come, give attendance to reading. You know, that'd be good for every one of us. Until the Lord comes back again, let's give attendance to reading. Let's take the Word of God and look it over. Give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. It says, neglect not the gift that is in thee. And then the 15th verse, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. I want to tell you, where my mind goes and becomes my meditation is going to depend on, it's going to show whether it profits other people. You know, I can spend my time looking at the news, listening to the news, and I come away from that meditating on them. And you know what? It's not going to be a whole lot of profit to other people that I tell about how terrible things are right now. But that I would be able to say, I tell you what, in difficult times, the Word of God has never changed. And that's where I go for my information that I'm going to be meditating on. That you're meditating, that it may be profitable to other people. They'd be able to see it. So what about a prayer to the Lord? You know, He knows what I'm thinking about anyhow. He knows what my meditations are, if they lead me to worry or if they lead me to handing it to God. But there's a couple verses that I saw. In Psalms 5, what if we were to pray this prayer and ask the Lord to check? Because we have some places where it's asking the Lord to check it. I want to remember the Lord already knows about it. But in Psalms, the 5th chapter, and in the 1st verse, give ear to my words, and Lord, consider my meditation. Now, what if I prayed that prayer this morning? I said, okay, Lord, since last Sunday morning, I want you to consider the meditations, those things that my thoughts went to for an extended period of time through the week. Consider those meditations. You know, this morning in the Sunday school class, Damon was talking about a little period of time where we say, okay, Lord, now would you speak to me? What would the Lord say back to me about this past week's extended meditations? Not about the thought that comes and I sort it and I say, nope, I don't want to think about that. That's a negative thought. And I give it back to the Lord, put it away from me. But those things that I spent extended time on, Lord, I want you to consider my meditation. And then help me to be able to know, is it acceptable to you? But then there's also Psalms 139 and 23. Search me, O God, know my heart, know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. You know, I can easily just set that verse aside because that does not apply to me. That applies to the sinner, checking to see if there's evil ways in them. But I think I can still take that verse and say, Lord, I want you to check me. The things that I'm meditating about, the things that trouble me, check them. And because what is it at the end of that? He said, I want you to lead me in the way everlasting. There are some meditations that we can have that the devil would like to bring to us that bring nothing but discouragement. You know, it could bring to us failures of the past. With that, I thought about Paul. You know, the Lord saved him, but he had a past still behind him. And you know what? He had to be reminded of that past as he would go around to some of these churches. And he would come upon one where maybe there's just a wife and children there because a husband's been taken off to jail or put to death. But what did Paul say? Looking out ahead and forgetting those things that are behind. Maybe in our mind itself we can't forget it, but we can realize, you know what, those things are under the blood. He has taken care of that. And that's what caused Paul to be able to be effective. He could have spent his life meditating about who he used to be. Instead, he was able to put those on the Lord and be able to move forward. I want to be able to do that same thing. So where is a good place for me to be able to start in meditations? I want to direct my thinking towards some things. I saw a verse over in Psalms 77. 77 and 12. I will meditate also of all thy work, and I'm going to talk of thy doings. You know what? That would be a good place for us. I'm going to meditate on all of your work. Where's that a good place to start at? Go back to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And just, you can just let your meditations just run loose then, because it's starting with God created it. He's in control of it. Where we are today and the conditions and the global warming worries that people have, I can hand all those things to the Lord. If you wanted something to worry about, I was looking, AI can give you some predictions out in the future. It said this. It says the earth is only going to be able to support life for about 1 billion more years. Of course, that's going to be past my time, so I don't need to worry too much about that. But they say, here's what's going to happen. The sun is going to get hotter and brighter. The extra heat is going to evaporate the oceans. All life is going to die out, leaving this planet dry and empty. What's wrong with that theory? Doesn't include God. You know what? Any thoughts that we have that don't include God as a factor in it can turn out pretty dismal. This one says out here somewhere this thing is going to happen. Well, what I have to go back to is, wait a minute. God in Genesis 1, he spoke it into existence. And it's still continuing as it is today. You remember in 2 Peter 3, it says there's going to be some scoffers and saying, where is the sign of his coming? For since our fathers fell asleep, all things have continued like they were from the beginning. You know what that speaks of? God's in control of it. It's continued as it was in the beginning because there's a God in heaven that's controlling it all. And I'll be able to hand that back to the Lord. But there is a verse that we need to remember that I think explains a whole lot to us about the times that we're living in. And I don't want to be in this place. Romans 1 and 21. Because the things that we can see about nature that reminds us of who God is and his ability to control things, there's people that look at it and it doesn't do anything for them. Romans 1 and 21. Because that when they knew God, when they had an opportunity, just like we are, to look around us and see God in everything around us, measure everything around us by Genesis 1, look at the trees out here and say, you know what, there was a day when God said, let there be, and there was. And God said, let this be, and it is. When they had this opportunity to know God, They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. I think here's another little secret for us. For in these times where I'm thinking, part of those thoughts need to be thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for what you have done for me. Lord, I thank you for this. You ever thank the Lord for what he has done? Springtime is a good time to do it. When you start seeing flowers blooming with so many vivid colors, or you go to the grocery store and you see the fruit aisle with so many vivid colors, and you know what? I think it's good for us to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to thank you because the moon is out there and I wouldn't want to live there. It looks pretty desolate. You know what? He could have made Earth to be just like it and we'd be able to still survive. I know we had cows one time and we would give them cattle cubes. This is a vitamin packed little bale, like a little baby bale of hay here. Give it to them. You know what? They could survive probably on that. God could have made us something that we live on the moon. That's okay. He made us to exist there. But he gives us just something to eat. One little thing. You know, I look at those the children of Israel when he gave them manna. And I say, why did y'all complain? You had something. Can you imagine if we lived in that time and God said, take your pick. What's your favorite food today? You want to be real careful what you pick because you're going to eat it for 40 years. You know, I can see them in that time. After a while, they don't have the Thanksgiving coming back. And I want to be real careful. I want to give the Lord Thanksgiving for what we do have today. Yes, it's hot out there right now. But I am thankful for the changes of seasons. You know, we go through August, we move on into September. And good Lord willing, it's going to be cooling back down again. I am thankful that he's in control of all of that. So I want to look at for a little bit in Psalm 63. You know, there was times when David was in some wonderful places. I think he was in a really calm place when he wrote Psalms 23. I love that one, and I'd like to just live there. But in Psalm 63, I don't know how your Bible starts it, but mine has, it's a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness. It doesn't say when he was sitting beside that still water, and he no longer has that experience like Psalms 23. But look at some of these verses. O Lord, O God, thou art my God, first verse. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Those are some pretty dismal times. But it goes on down in the sixth verse. When I remember thee upon my bed, and I meditate on thee in the night watches. I looked at that verse, and I have to say, Lord, help me. Because some of the hardest times for me to rein in my thinking is when I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I can't go back to sleep because I'm just thinking. You know what? And it's not even like rational. Okay, we're going to focus on this one until we solve this problem over here. No, it's just like snapshots of this trouble. About the time you get that one done, here comes another one. Just to be able to keep us awake. Well, here he's saying, he's got a little secret. I'm going to remember thee upon my bed. I'm going to meditate on thee in the night watches. Throughout the night, what I'm going to do is meditate on what the Lord has done for me. And I find that for myself, I'm having to say, Lord, would you help me to be able to learn how to meditate? What it's going to be is I'm bringing into captivity some thoughts. No, we're not going to. I've tried this, and I think it does help. Because if it's the devil that's keeping you awake, he's not going to be interested in if you can bring your mind in and say, okay, if I got to stay awake, I'm going to think about scripture. Amen. If you could do that, because what he's going to do is you'll start out with scripture. I've done it before. I've been awake thinking about all these different things. I got a problem at work I got to take care of tomorrow. Well, I can't fix it. Go back to sleep, but I can't. So I decided, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull in my mind. I'm going to think about the Lord. I'm going to think about scriptures. And I'm doing that. And then all of a sudden I realize, whoop, I left the scriptures, I'm back to thinking about some other problem. And so I'll tell you what, I'm going to think about a song. I'm going to get a song and I'm going to just have it over in my mind. This is my meditations. And you know what? If I'm not careful, I'll be reciting that song when all of a sudden, whoops, I've already gone back to this other thing has presented itself again. I want to tell you, what is good about this is we get to keep on coming back to the Lord, saying, Lord, here's my desire. I want to be able to please you with my life. And I've got this time now, whether it was Satan woke me up or whether what it is, I've got this time. Lord, I'd like to give it to you. So I'd like to meditate on you. And I really have found if I can really pull it in, seem like I get back to sleep quicker. Because I think what the Lord wants to have is he's pleased for us to meditate on him. That's what this one is saying. In the middle of the night, I'm going to meditate on thee in the night watches. Here's a song number 141. God, my thoughts, lest they should wander. And we're not talking about sinful things. This one says, God, my thoughts, lest they should wander to the empty dreams of earth. Let me on thy goodness ponder, yea, on things of heavenly worth. Being able to bring those into captivity, those thoughts that will lead me into distress, will lead me into negative thinking, to be able to bring those into captivity. And there's another word that I want us to look at for just a little bit. That word is ponder. We don't use that word very much, but it is, the definition is to weigh it in the mind, to consider. And now it's not just thoughts that's coming to my mind and I'm thinking that way, but I'm comparing the consequences of an event or the importance of the reasons for or against a decision. To ponder something is I'm thinking about this thing and the direction it will take me if I make this choice or if I make this choice, and needing the Lord to guide me in those. There was a song that says, a shudder came over my spirit as I thought what a moment might cost. See, that's pondering. If I'm thinking about, you know what, if I make this decision, it's going to take me out. I'm going to need the Lord's help to be able to realize those things. It'll take me out in this direction, or this one will lead me closer to the Lord, to be able to ponder those things. You remember it tells us when the shepherds came to Mary, you know, they're still at the stable. They come to Mary and they tell her, let me tell you what has just happened. All of these angels have come to us. They have told us and we are looking. We found the Savior now. What did it say that she did? Mary kept all these things and she pondered them in her heart. She just considered about this. Okay, the angel came to me saying these things. Now I have the shepherds come to me saying these things. And now I'm just considering them. I'm turning them over in my mind. And with the Lord's help, being able to see the direction that the future can hold. And there's another song. God, my thoughts, lest they should wander to the empty dreams of earth. Let me on thy goodness ponder, yea, on things of heavenly worth. For those songs to be able to go through my mind and they become a reality for me, I want you to guide me, Lord, in the things that I'm thinking about. The things that become more than just a passing thought. We can go through our day and we must be constantly checking the thoughts that come into our mind. No, this one, I will not accept that thought. That's going to lead me in a wrong direction. This one, yes, this one will lead me in the right direction. And you know, to do that, I really need the Lord's help to be able to do that. So I want to close with a song. It's number one in the Blue Book. And it talks about in the garden. It said, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. Early in the morning, and I thought of this, we heard it in Sunday school this morning, that early in the morning, just first thing in the day when I first open up my eyes, that my thoughts would be turned toward the Lord. I think that's important. And I think it's important for what we heard, even before I roll out of bed and the thoughts start coming to me of what I need to get done real quick, to be able to, my very first waking moment, and it's going to take some work to be able to do that. My first waking moment is about the Lord. And then throughout the day, is this a straitjacket? No. I think what it is me training my mind, Lord, I want to think upon you more. So, Lord, help me. The things that I have let my mind go on, you know, there are people that have had have things done to them, and they start meditating on it. Maybe I would never kill somebody from it, but you know, I could have unforgiveness that mulls over in my mind of how they did me wrong, and I don't forgive. Or I can just turn that thing loose to God and say, Lord, I want the words of my mouth, not just the things I say, because I might could keep it in. I want the words of my mouth. I want the meditations of my heart too, the things I'm thinking of. Because I tell you, my meditations would be pleasing to the Lord if I was able to tell him, Lord, just like Joseph, Lord, you see what has been done to me. But Lord, I'm going to meditate in the right direction and I need your help. And he was able to help him and he surely will help us too. That song says, I'm coming to the garden. You know, we don't have to go out into a certain place. But when I wake up in the morning, let me commune with the Lord and say, Lord, throughout this day, I want to have my meditations to be acceptable in your sight. Maybe we could sing that number one in the blue book.